The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. It all began with the desire in Zacchaeus' heart to see the Lord. There's a great story from the life of young Teresa of Avila when she was just a little girl, maybe not even 10 years old. She convinced one of her cousins to run away with her. And thankfully, when they were on the edge of the town, one of her uncles saw them, came and got them and brought them home. And her parents were shocked. They said, "Teresa, why did you do that?" And she said, "Well, we were going to go to the land of the Moors to be martyred." And they said, "Why would you want to be martyred?" And she says, "Mom, you have to die to go to heaven, and I want to see God." A buddy of mine in the seminary, he had this little practice that he one time shared with me. He would keep a little decade rosary in his pocket, and he would put his hand in his pocket all the time, all throughout the day, and he would just repeat two lines of one of the Psalms. He would say, "It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face." And just allow that to reverberate in his heart when he's sitting at the dinner table or in class or in conversation, going for a walk. And it's something that I picked up, and I don't do that per se, but whenever a desire surfaces for something of this world, right? Gosh, I'd love a cheeseburger, right? It'd be great to get some extra rest tonight. I'd like a glass of wine. As soon as any desire arises, I try to immediately say no. "It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Let that be my main desire." And I close with this from Teresa. "We need no wings to go in search of him, but have only to find a place where we can be alone and look upon him present within us."